Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Yeah, everyone all set? Cocked and locked? Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. And today, Dr. Sergey Shealy-Soren. Welcome.
Thank you. Great to be here.
You know, Dr. Shealy-Soren, we were talking about Dr. Shealy retiring. We mentioned that on this broadcast class.
And wonderful topic and great introduction. Thank you for reminding me. Absolutely.
Yeah. And so his 90th birthday is coming up, I think December 4th, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, sir. That is correct. Yeah.
And, you know, I was thinking, what impact has Dr. Shealy made on my life, you know, Vincent Fennelli's life? And he saved my life a bunch of times. So you had asked for, you know, those kind of scenarios, those stories, those heartwarming stories about what Dr. Shealy has done, you know, that has impacted us. And I've got several, and I'm going to write them down and send them to you. What would you like us to do as a class, as a broadcast class?
Well, I'd like to introduce the concept of Dr. Shealy's 90th birthday celebration bash, but also his retirement. Not that he wouldn't be doing things if he wants to, but just literally saying that the man has put in enough time, he has done enough things in his lifetime, and his life is truly a masterpiece. So maybe it's time to rest a little bit and enjoy the benefit and the fruits of the labor. And I don't think he really understands or realizes just the extent to which he has affected the world. He's a very beautiful, humble, simple soul, very powerful soul. And my intention, our intention, is to literally gather thousands, millions of stories, testimonials, videos, pictures, memories, and literally to present it to him on his 90th birthday bash. And I just can't think of a better way to thank the man and to literally tell him that, you know what, your life has been absolutely worth it. Thank you. And I can't think of a better way. There's nothing physically that he would actually need in terms of material objects. I mean, he's comfortable, but and he doesn't ask too much. But that is his life's work. That is his life's purpose. So that's what we are gathering. We'll do a link so that people can download all sorts of material, whether it's photos, stories, pictures, memories, just anything. Anything that's on your mind that you'd like to share with Dr. Shealy for his 90th birthday and his retirement, official. You want him to remember and know that he's done for you.
Very, very well said. And, you know, he has been saying the same thing for as long as I've known him about how to take control of your life. You know, you actually have to do it. How to, you know, the supplements to take. And I do that. In the studio right now, I have Dr. Shealy's Youth Formula. I have Dr. Shealy's Essentials, D3. The supplements that he has recommended for us over the years, turmeric and curcumin. It's all right here. And the reason I have it in the studio is not for decoration. It's so that there's no way I can forget to take it because I go into the studio every day, multiple times a day, even on the weekends. So It's so important, and I know the difference. You know, if I were to skip magnesium spray or magnesium lotion for several days, I know that I would feel my heart, which I don't feel if I take it. So I remember to apply magnesium spray. I like the spray the best. Some people like the lotion the best. But what he has recommended absolutely, positively works. And I think his formulation, his youth formula, is the best out there. I think his vitamin supplements, you know, the Dr. Shuley's Essentials, also known as Eco Green, Iron Free Essentials with Super Greens, I think that they're the best. They absolutely positively work for me. So, class, if you have some stories about Dr. Shuley and what he's done in your life, whether you've called in or whether you've emailed him or whether you've been to his office and clinic in person, you can send me whatever you think you'd like to be part of this presentation about Dr. Shuley's impact on your life. You can send that to me. And the reason I'm saying send it to me right now instead of to another new email address or Dropbox is because you all know instructor@usaprepares.com. You all know that. So just send it to instructor@usaprepares.com. And on the subject line, put Dr. Shuley. And I will know to forward that on to Dr. Soren. Dr. Sergey Shuley Soren. Okay. So
that means a lot. I appreciate you from the bottom of my heart.
Yeah, and you know, there's some audios. I'm going to see if I can find some that where Dr. Shuley and I were broadcasting, and he said some interesting things. And you know, one of the most hard hitting points I've heard him say on USA Prepares was this year, and we're talking about the pharmaceutical industry, and he said, "I don't call it the pharmaca mafia for nothing." And it was like an exclamation point. You know, he's saying it. He doesn't call it that for nothing. There's many, many reasons behind why he says that. So that was a salient point.
Oh, yeah.
What would you
he's 100% right. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. What would you like to share with us today? Well, I have one question. Harvard's hospital. An associated hospital, is in this scandal. And they are saying that Harvard is claiming that babies know in the womb if they are transgender. That says to me, prior to birth, a child in the womb or a baby in the womb knows whether it's male or female or needs to switch. What is your thought about that?
Well, my thought is very simple. And again, I'm not here to tell people what to do. There is no right or wrong. It's all in personal decision. But in the clinical practice, people who have generally tend to switch genders or even sexual organ operations and otherwise, they're not generally happy people. They are on multiple psychiatric medications. The incidence of suicide and other medical and mental conditions is absolutely tremendous. The body that a person is born with, especially when a person goes through the hormones and other things that don't belong in that body, in that physiology necessarily, or I'm saying from the natural birth design for that person. And I'm not talking about what a person likes or doesn't like. Again, it doesn't matter to me if a person is into men or into women or whatever their personal choice is. As long as they're happy and as long as they're not harming anybody, and that's fine. But as a general policy, I do believe firmly, and this is just my personal opinion. I'm not speaking as a doctor. The personal disclaimer here. But I don't believe, or let me put it in the positive, I believe that we are made in the image and likeness, and there are no mistakes. So if there's something, if I'm born a male, for example, that means I'm here to be a male. So, and the form fits function, including hormones and everything else. But again, that's just my perspective and my observation, clinical observation on those who have switched, and I see that a lot in my practice and also in the emergency room setting. There's a lot of conditions, medical problems, complications, and quite a few of the folks who do decide to switch, they want to switch back. And at that point, there's sometimes too much damage done. But this is literally, if I may say so, along the same lines of follow the science, and I'm not going to say any more on that. I think that's enough damage for the day on that. What do you think, Vincent?
Well, I had one other kind of a follow-up question. Do you have a feel for a percentage of the people who have switched genders and want to reverse back to their original birth gender?
Mm-hmm.
Not that they've actually switched, that they just appear to have switched.
Well, in my practice, I recently, again, I'm not going to say the name, but Dr. Shealy and I have a mutual patient in common who was a male, decided to become a female, had the actual surgery procedure, and now wants to become a male again after therapy. So, and again, I'm not saying it's right, I'm not saying it's wrong, but it would have been better not to do surgery. Just do the counseling and therapy and, work internally first and then externally, if that makes any sense.
Well, it makes absolutely perfect sense. And as you say this, I was thinking that, you know, I don't like a lot of laws, but I think a really good one might be, all right, so if a person thinks he or she is of the wrong sex or gender, there'd be a 5-year waiting period before any reassignment could be done. 5 years. And it would require certain kinds of counseling that would be absolutely... bona fide counseling, not drug therapy, but counseling to group therapy where people sit around and talk about their problems. And maybe they'd say, you know what, I think I'm okay being a guy, or I think I'm okay being a girl.
Mm-hmm. I believe that would be a wonderful idea. Wonderful idea.
And, you know, I think it may seem like 5 years is a long time. You know, I dated Mrs. Finelli for 7 years before we got married because, you know, I wanted to make sure. And when I say 5 years, I think that's a pretty short time, really. This is life changing, absolutely life changing.
Well, think about it this way. I'll give you another example: bariatric surgery. I was a medical director for a bariatric surgery place I did the medical clearances, and a good surgeon, the office where I worked at, would not let a person go through bariatric surgery without knowing that they're mentally, physically, and otherwise willing and ready to take action and lifestyle and otherwise. Because if you literally cut without thinking, physically cut, you didn't solve any underlying issues going on internally. You didn't solve any of the problems. You didn't solve any of the issues. And those folks... end up finding a way to consume all the calories in the world through milkshakes and stuff like that, so on and so forth, regardless. And now they have an issue physiologically. In other words, now they are having they've been cut. In other words, it's not the same physiology, so now they're compromised even further. So here's the thing. It all starts with the control center. And if the control center is okay, and we're talking about the mind and the brain, the head game, then your chances are you're going to make whatever situation, no matter how terrible, work. And you're going to come out a winner and maybe even discover something amazing, mm-hmm. like Dr. Shealy. Dr. Shealy has entered the world of medicine, and he literally didn't like what he saw, and he created change. Inventions, discoveries,
we'll
and movement.
We'll be right back.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class Dr. Sergey Shealy Sorens with us, and he is Dr. Norm Shealy's son. And they are in practice together. They have a practice in Springfield, Missouri. And I'll give you that number if you'd like to call and make an appointment. 417-351-5221. 417-351-5221. And that's in Springfield, Missouri. So if you'd like an appointment, if you'd like to see Dr. Sergey Shealy Soren in person, if you'd like to have a telephone consultation or a video via internet, you know, Zoom type thing or Skype, 417-351-5221. That's the number you can call and set up an appointment. And I've done that, and I had a telephone consultation with Dr. Shealy, and it was fabulous. But be prepared to write down and be prepared to have all your questions written down so that you can make the most out of your appointment. And I think it could be a life saver or a life changer. Could be. I mean, I can't guarantee anything, but it was for me. It was for me. And I wanted to mention one quick thing. You mentioned bariatric surgery. I know a man who was about 500 pounds, no exaggeration, and he decided to have bariatric surgery. And he lost half of his weight. He became a 250-pounder for a while, and then he went right back up. And he said that no one told him, no one told him that he couldn't have any more soda. No one told him that he... No one told him that he could only have little tiny meals and he couldn't have a regular meal. He had to eat many, many, many times a day instead of, you know, three times a day as most people do. And so Evidently, no one told him and he didn't ask the questions. He just went for it thinking it was going to be a panacea. And it wasn't. Because he ended up right back where he was, but he had complications because his stomach was half of what it used to be. Is that common?
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's why we're talking about, and I'd like to introduce the concept of the word mastery. And this kind of goes back to the show that I heard, I was listening to, and I actually listened several times, as a matter of fact. And I'm going to listen again with my wife and again with my friends on the first of, last month, preparing for what comes next with instructor Kyle. I don't remember the last name, but the most
Kyle
powerful,
Harris.
Amazing show. Please. Yeah, amazing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's pretty frightening, wasn't it?
Yeah. Yes, indeed. But you know what? It's good to know. It's good to know. And one of the things that really impressed me was your discussion of the word anarchy, which is a very different concept that the textbooks teach generally. Did you want to expand a little bit on that before I kind of
sure.
go into the concept of mastery?
Sure. We only have a couple minutes, but very, very quickly.
Actually,
Kyle,
I'm a little bit in luck. I do have a little bit more time if you wanted to continue.
Sure. Wonderful. Wonderful. Okay, so... to us, anarchy means nobody's in charge. There is no ruler. Where in the United Kingdom, there is a monarchy. It used to be the Queen while she was alive, and then it became King Charles III. Well, so allegedly he's in charge, but there's Parliament. But it's one person, okay, one person. So then there's a patriarchy. Dad is in charge. The father's in charge. Matriarchy, mom is in charge. Anarchy means without. Without anybody in charge. Nobody's ruling. No rules. And the problem is we're headed toward anarchy. And you can see it in these flash mobs. You can see it in the police not responding, saying, you know, we don't come to emergency calls like that, so you're on your own. No one's in charge. And we're getting farther and farther down the road of no one's in charge. Now, because no one's going to be in charge, that's true anarchy. That means that, you know, if you're a nice person and you want to help people, that's wonderful. But there are other people who say, well, you know, I didn't prepare. I don't have enough food. I'll just go get me what I want to get because I got me a gun. And so those are going to be terrible situations when people just storm houses and, you know, gangs form and just ransack houses and then for the moment and then leave. So these classes that Kyle and I were doing were part one, part two, and part three of our take on anarchy. What it means, the results of anarchy, what are you going to do when there's no electricity? What are you going to do when the police department all says, you know what, we're not going to work anymore because, you know, we're not working for the county or the state. We're just going to go into business for ourselves because we know how to do it. And they may be highwaymen. The people who used to be the police, some of them may turn into highwaymen. Yeah.
Indeed. You know, form fits function. Which side you're on, I mean, that's that depends on what's the driver.
You're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Three Latino Los Angeles City Council members and an influential labor leader are facing calls to resign following a leaked recording of a conversation featuring racist remarks. Russia carried out more strikes on several Ukrainian cities, including the capital, in the most intense aerial attack since the start of the invasion, after President Vladimir Putin accused Ukraine of a terrorist attack on a critical bridge connecting Russia to the occupied Crimean Peninsula. Chinese cities were imposing fresh lockdowns and travel restrictions after the number of new daily COVID-19 cases tripled during a week-long holiday. This is just ahead of a major Communist Party meeting in Beijing next week. The latest lockdown started Monday in Fengyang City. Thanks for listening on this Columbus Day. It is well appreciated. I'm Lance Fry, USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Keep it.
God, you're
when you go to
the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
We're back, and Dr. Sergei Shuley Sorin is with us. And the broadcast that you were talking about, the second class on anarchy with Kyle, was September 1st of this year, September 1st, 2022. So if you'd like to go to Genesis Communications Network, GCN Live, and search on the archives for USA Prepares, the class, and you can search on that date, and you'll find a two-hour special broadcast on anarchy and what it means. And it is pretty frightening but it will prepare you for what we believe is coming. And actually, there's no doubt in my mind that it's coming. And it's not just Vincent Finelli and Kyle who are saying this. The U.S. Army did a study on this, and they know. They know exactly how it goes. And it's delineated in that particular class, September 1st, 2022, 2 hours on GCNlive.com. You were talking about self-mastery, and I just wanted to mention this, how important it is. And I have an exclamation point, one that hit home last night. So right here at the farm, Dr. Sergei Shulisorin, you've seen how we live and how we kind of take care of everything ourselves. Well,
oh,
frankly,
yes, sir. Absolutely, yeah.
Frankly, we had a health emergency last night, and I was supposed to be on a conference call with England and three of us, and I had to say I can't do it because we had a cow who had a uterine prolapse, so her uterus popped out. And, you know, it was blood, and it was pretty serious. And so what do you do at night when you have a cow whose uterus comes out? Well, sometimes that happens during calving. But this happened, and so I just want to tell you what we did. And this is not for, you know, if you're squeamish, you may want to, you know, hit the volume and turn it down for about 30 seconds. But literally what we did was we got some soap solution, very, very dilute, and we washed off, you know, the debris because the cow sat down or laid down, and we washed that off, and then we rinsed it off and cleaned it as best we could, and we pushed it back in. That's it. Now, are you prepared for that? Are you prepared for a life and death emergency? Because if we didn't take care of it, that cow would be dead. It might take a day or two, but she'd be dead. And she's fine now. And so we moved her to a spot where we can watch her, and we brought a friend over there with her, so you know, she's not all alone and doesn't want to be with all the rest of the herd. So that's what you do. And you're in charge. So the control center, who's in charge of the control center? I guess that's you. Is that right?
Bingo. You got it. And that's, I can't think of a better example, by the way. Humans, same concept. Same concept. Different physiology slightly, but hey, mammals are mammals. Basically, I just want to say, and I want to ask the class the following. Are you mentally, emotionally, and spiritually prepared for what is coming physically? And if the answer is yes, fantastic. If the answer is no, well, most of us are not prepared. Let's put it that way. And this comes into, this reminds me of the flow of or the idea of the whole holism that Dr. Shilley has introduced and we're following religiously, which is spirit, soul, mind, body, as opposed to body or physical material, then thoughts, emotions, feelings, and then maybe spirit, maybe soul, and God knows how it all works together. The trouble with moving from the physical on up is that many people get stuck in the idea or in the concept that they are physical beings living in a material world, and that's all there is to it, because it's going to be a scary, scary, scary world. And that show on the 1st of September is a really good example of that, how scary it's going to get. So then the question is there going to be fear and issues and problems beyond the capacity to respond? Because when the fear takes over, panic attack or overwhelming stress, it's going to break down the body, if not soon, then down the line. And so whoever is creating the stress is going to win one way or another. This is what I tell all my clients. And I'll just be real frank, the powers that be are going to win in several ways. Number one is by people following what they say. Number two is by stressing out those who do not follow what they say, but literally burning out their nervous system. And autonomic nervous system, sympathetic, parasympathetic, fight or flight, without relaxation, without capacity to reset, without capacity to internally drive the process and know what's best for you, not what's being given to you by any given side or organization or anything external, as a matter of fact. We are literally sitting ducks, and the environment is getting less and less friendly. So that means that the need for self-control, self-regulation, is all the higher. And if a person is experiencing symptoms of stress, anxiety, depression, not sleeping well, not resting, there's a lot more to it, then you're literally destroying your physiology unnecessarily. It is not needed. There is a better way. This is where Dr. Shilley's concept of the mastery comes in. And I literally use the word mastery. Dr. Shilley uses a different word. But to me, mastery means I am okay. I am all right. No matter what's happening physically, I'll figure it out. I might not be in the best, great shape. I might not get exactly what I want, or I might not do things how I want to do it, but I know I'm going to get through it because I'm a spirit. I'm a soul. And I'm made in the image and likeness of the Creator. And from there, I can choose the patterns of my mental and emotional. And that's where you get to work with all sorts of stuff. Electromagnetic optimization of the brain, such as the EMF. We talk about that often. Then there is resetting, retraining of the nervous system, autonomic nervous system, and literally how you operate in life, your operating system, your control center, biogenics. Over 68 various exercises in self-regulation, physical, mental, emotional, spiritual. Who am I? Tolerance, forgiveness, acceptance, getting in tune with your body, biofeedback, and, of course, starting with autogenic training, six basic phrases for literally gaining feedback over your autonomic nervous system, your heart, your vascular system, your respiratory system, which controls the CO2, carbon exchange, CO2, and so on and so forth, changes the pH in the right or wrong capacity if we breathe right. Again, that's all biofeedback. Are we really doing the best we can with this amazing vessel, with this amazing instrument that we are given? And I'll say this the way I personally see it. I was, and we all are, created in the image and likeness of the Creator. So basically, if we think that we are anything small, insignificant, weak, or powerless, that's just plain wrong. I can certainly go on longer, but the bottom line is, and I just want to summarize this concept, is that, and we'll go more into it. I do have a little time here on the road, so if you want to keep talking, I'm certainly game. It comes down to mastery. When the external world is no longer friendly, we have to find ways to look within, because the world within will determine the world outside. Literally, it's how we see, it's how we respond. 90% of the situation is not the actual physical reality. It's how we make our choices. It's how we live our life, how we interpret and how we act or don't act. And there's consequence to every action, to every pattern. And, of course, it gets deeper than that. But please feel free to jump in. And I think I kind of summarized a brief concept here. What do you think?
Absolutely. And so getting back to something you said prior in class, correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe you said something akin to the Creator doesn't make mistakes. And so if you think about that, the Creator doesn't make mistakes, that means that we made the mistakes. And I'm referring back to transgender, people who want to change gender. So the Creator got it right the first time, male or female, whichever it happened to be, and then the person who's thinking, I don't think it was right, I think I really am the wrong sex, that person is making the mistake, not the Creator. Is that right? It seems like it to me.
Well, the mistakes are made on the human level. That's what I understand. Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay, that's exactly what I'm saying. Okay. And you mentioned something like, are we mentally, spiritually prepared for what physically is coming. And I have a feeling that most people are not prepared for what's coming. I don't think most people know what's coming.
Vincent, in my practice, and we got a busting practice. We have a waiting list now several months now. I mean, it's ever since this whole situation arrived. Thank God the practice has exploded. But I do believe there's a lot more need for holism. And frankly speaking, I'm just going to say maybe 10 to 20% are truly mentally and emotionally and spiritually prepared for what's coming. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure what your estimate is.
That's really way more optimistic than my estimate, because I've found that truly prepared people, I mean truly ready, it's less than 0.1%. I'm talking about people who can do everything for themselves. Now, at some level of preparedness, I absolutely agree with you. And some people are somewhat prepared. But totally prepared, that's a real tough nut to crack. I was talking with an internist. And the internist and I were talking about me, and she said that, you know, I don't want to take drugs. And she remarked so many times about how I don't want to be on medications. And she said, you know, most people want to take a pill for that. Whatever that is, they want to take a pill for it. So if they have diabetes, they would rather be take insulin, or they rather than control their diet. No matter what it is, if they're overweight, instead of eating less and eating properly and exercising and doing all of the things that we're supposed to do, they'd rather take a pill. Or maybe even do the extreme of bariatric surgery, rather than do what is non-invasive, like eat right, sleep right, exercise. I mean, none of that is painful as far as I can remember.
And actually, I love what you're saying, because the lifestyle, in other words, nutrition, what we put in our bodies, but also supplementation, because, in general, the soil is deficient and, we're not getting the nutrition that we used to, let's put it that way. Plus, with all the toxicities of the world now, we really need a lot more. So, what's happening is, if you have a lifestyle that is set, and it takes 12 months, up to 12 months to establish a lifestyle, and about 2 to 3 months to establish a habit, and then it gets easier, then it gets better. But that's why we do extensive coaching in the first 2 or 3 months, and then up to a year, folks change their foundation. It's literally, if I were to use an analogy, and I'm not sure how much time we have, I could continue the next segment.
Yeah, please do. We have one more segment coming up after these few short commercial announcements. And if you'd like to talk to Dr. Sergei Shulysorin, 417-351-5221. That's the clinic number.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah, and calling in from Massachusetts, Amit. Welcome, Amit.
Good morning, Vincent, and good morning, Dr. Soren. Thank you for taking my call. And Dr. Soren, particularly for staying a little longer. I realize that I have come to near the end of the first hour. But my simple question is, this gender reconfiguration treatment, both pharmaceutical and surgical, my understanding is that every procedure or every treatment is supposed to be passed by FDA in the United States. And I also know that United States is perhaps the only jurisdiction in the world which allows patenting of surgical procedures. So how did this get approved by FDA? That is both the pharmaceutical treatment and the surgical one.
Okay. May I also point something out, please? And again, I'm just going to speak the truth as I know it. But all these three-letter agencies, the FDA, the CDC, the WHO, and God knows what else. You know how we talked about earlier about the pharmacomafia and how the whole thing is a huge... Yeah. Well, it's if you know who you're dealing with, then why even bother asking the question? They're just doing what they're there to do. And they're doing a great job. They're, you know, hey, God bless them. You know, they're really good at their game. That's it. That's why I see it.
Okay. Got it. Yes.
So do I get ahead of that? Again, head game. I'm just watching them to see what the next move is. But if you expect, common sense out of something that has no sense whatsoever, I think we're just literally wasting our own time and energy.
Okay. Yeah, I thought that FDA must be according a patina of approval to these procedures. God knows whether they work or not. In my eyes, they don't work because people do want to get back to their original gender. And then perhaps it's too late, both chemically and physically. But I thought that there must be according certain respectable approval. I can understand now.
Well, my dear friend, you were talking about the three-letter agency, please.
Yes.
as I jokingly say, those three-letter agencies should maybe be four-letter agencies. But it's
and thank you, Vincent, for telling us that September 1 did. I would also like to go to the archives and hear that Kyle's interview for 2 hours. Thank you again.
Yeah, and Kyle had been on. The way it had been, class, is Kathy would be on 1 week, Kathy in Ohio on Thursday, and then Kyle would be on the following week, and then it would go back to Kathy, and then it would go to Kyle. So if you want to hear the first part of the first lesson in Anarchy, it would be 2 weeks prior to September 1st, okay? That would be the, let's see if I have a calendar here, if I can look that up. Exactly that date. It looks
George,
like it would be.
GCN5 gives a good calendar interface, so that should be easy to find.
Okay. All right. So just two weeks prior to that date, and it's a real eye opener. And I just wanted to mention for Dr. Shelley Soren's benefit and those who are listening for the first time, Amit in Massachusetts, if I remember correctly, you were a patent attorney, and that kind of explains why your language is so precise when you call. Is that correct?
Yeah, that was in my rear view mirror of life. So now I'm just a layperson. I don't have to worry about any license or certification or degree or whatever. So I can speak anything. I can think anything. And even thinking is becoming undesirable. So that's all I have to say.
Actually, there's a great phrase I saw on a T-shirt by a friend. It was about retirement, but the same concept. Can't make me, don't want to, something like that. Yeah. That's good. That's great. Yeah. Freedom. Freedom is a wonderful word.
Do you have anything else you'd like to share?
That's all, Vincent. Thank you again, both of you.
Very good. Amit, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you. Bye.
You know, we have the most intelligent, most brilliant instructors and students. And it's just one example. Back to you.
So how much time do I have before the next break? Because I'd like to...
A few seconds.
Well.
A few seconds. Do you want to stay past...
Why don't we save it for the next one? Second. How's that?
Do you want to stay past this top of the hour break?
I am absolutely fortunate to have time this morning.
Okay, well, let's do that. Let's do that. Okay,
yep.
We're going into the break right now, and Dr. Sergei Shelley Soren will be with us for some more time in this class. And if you'd like to stay with us, we'd love to have you. I'm talking about those who are listening in class today. One of the questions that I had was really simple. It's about hydrogen peroxide. What are your thoughts when we come back about hydrogen peroxide for wounds? And some people take it internally. Do you have any cautions about taking a half a teaspoon?
Cautions, yeah, you have to do it right,
well, just,
but it's a wonderful thing. You got it.
Yeah, tell us when we come back, please. Dr. Sergei Shelley Soren's with us. And I'll give you the number for his clinic when we come back after this top of the hour.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.